Did you catch what Jesus did today? Today's gospel, Jesus gave an answer to a question that he wasn't asked. From the 613 commandments of the Hebrew scriptures, a scribe just wanted to know which one was the greatest commandment. And Jesus told him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. But then Jesus added something the scribe didn't expect. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Whether they wanted to hear it or not, the scribe got a foundational lesson about love, and closer home do we. Today's teaching is often known as the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. It appears in three of the Gospels, placing before us as one of the greatest challenges in our life as members of Christ. The challenge is not only to obey the first, but also the second. How often, friends, do we give our hearts to God on Sunday and give nothing to our neighbor on Monday? How often do we take from our neighbor, robbing him of respect or dignity or charity? There's no getting around. The gospel reminds us our faith is more than what we do within the walls of this church. It extends beyond. When you and I leave here as living tabernacles, carrying the Jesus we have received in the Eucharist and his word within us into the world, we are called to bring that gift to the world. Many times as we depart from this building to go out into the world, many times we're greeted with the response, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. We sing of glory to God, how we can match those words we sang today with actions that speak like our words. One of the ways we show our love for God and glorify him is in our love for others. Love is an action word. It's not just a noun, it's a verb. And just as we are made in the image and likeness of God, so too are the ones that we greet made in his image and likeness. All of them, every one of them, the poor, the broken, the hurting, the alienated, yes, even the unbelieving. We live in a time when so many around us are suffering, so much loneliness and darkness, mental illness and despair, rejection. We walk by them every day as our paths cross. Question to bring to ourselves, do we see them as people to avoid, or do we find them as neighbors to love? Speaking for myself, I know I too have a long way to go. Earlier this year, Pope Francis spoke to the priests and deacons of Rome, expressed something beautiful and humbling. Pope Francis said to them, I expect you to be sentinels, not only to know how to spot the poor and the distant, this is not so difficult, but to help the Christian community recognize Jesus in the poor and the distant. And Pope Francis recalled the ending of John's Gospel, where Jesus asked them, have you nothing to eat? And a beloved disciple recognized him, it is the Lord. And the lesson is, whatever the need, see the Lord. Whatever the person, see the Lord. So Jesus told the scribe today something he may not have expected, answer me not wanted to hear. But this Sunday, we need to hear it, to pray over it, and live it. Coming our way, we have some wonderful action invitations. We have the Christian service that works to take care of our neighbors in Christ. Outreach East, who takes care of our neighbors on the M15 corridor. During Thanksgiving time, many needs are called upon. Coming in the December time, we have the baby shower of baby Jesus, as you gather baby products for those newborn babies or families that need our assistance. We have the giving tree at Christmas time, Advent time, for Christian service in the North End Soup Kitchen, and other ways we could serve our larger community. Ways come to our knock at our door when we look and listen to the prayers we pray and the prayer of the faithful, of ways we can become neighbor to those in need. And so it calls you and me to see our faith in its fullness, to see those around us with new eyes and new hearts. What do we see? Who do we see? As Pope Francis put it, we are called, all of us, to see differently and with love. Whatever the need, see the Lord.